Episode 13. You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Well, episode 13 is going to be lucky for someone because this is the kickoff of our first contest here on Comedy Forecast. More about that at the end of the skit. Good evening. I'm Lee Ruggles for True Life Tragedies in HDTV. Identity theft. It's a serious issue in this country and around the world. Of course, the real victims are the victims. And it's not just your average man on the street or woman in the cubicle just to the left of the stairs on the third floor. Identity theft targets everyone, including today's guest, superhero, super duper guy. Good evening.
Good evening, Lee.
Is it all right if I call you Guy?
Nope.
And it's my understanding that you have been the victim of identity theft.
Well, not exactly. I'm the victim of secret identity theft.
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Almost every superhero has a secret identity. That way you can take off the old cape and mask and blend in with the people.
I had no idea.
That's why it's a secret, Lee.
And yours has been stolen?
Yes. The other morning I woke up in a dumpster in a back alley, and my secret identity was gone.
Perhaps there would be some clue in your wallet.
Wallet? In these tights? You've got to be kidding. This suit doesn't have so much as a button, let alone a pocket to carry around your personals.
Is it really that important for you to have this secret identity?
Sure is. Without it, I can't go undercover to get leads. You know, word on the street type stuff. Talking with my peeps and getting the 411 on crime.
That does sound bad.
That's not the half of it. Without a secret identity, I have to walk around in the costume all the time. And let me tell you, it's no fun. Every time I walk by a bank, everyone inside assumes a supervillain is robbing the place, and they hit the floor. Why, last week I went to get an ice cream, and people figured there must be a rip in the space-time continuum or something, or else why would I be there? The place emptied out faster than the gas tank in a Hummer SUV.
Are there other problems associated with this secret identity theft?
More than you can imagine. I'm sure I live in an apartment somewhere, and the rent is probably due, and the electricity and phone bills must be piling up. I just hope I don't have a dog, or else he's going to shred all my cushions.
Is there anything we can do to help?
Could you loan me $5 until payday? Whenever that is? Wherever that is?
So, here's the contest. I want you to give Super Duper Guy a new secret identity. It should be a very silly name and an insane occupation. But please keep in mind that this show is mostly work safe and kind of family friendly. I'll pick one winner, and then sometime in September, we'll have Super Duper Guy back on the show to present him with his new secret identity. Enter as many times as you like before August 31st, 2005. Email your entries to comedyforecast@gmail.com. Please put secret identity as the subject line of the email so it doesn't get overlooked. I'll sort through the entries, pick a winner, and contact the winner by email early in September. My decision will be final. The winner will get their name mentioned during the episode where Super Duper Guy gets his new identity. You can also check out the website at www.comedyforecast.com. And remember, the 4 is the number 4. Good luck. That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.